Hi, thank you for joining me. I'm VJ Winslow, president of Dapper Cadaver. Today, I'm going to be demonstrating our autopsy bike. Now, foam rubber autopsy bodies are not going to be covering things like ligations, incisions, tissue sampling, or autopsy teams. What we are going to be showing you is how to open the autopsy body, how to remove our organs, how to put them back in, storage, and clean. In a real autopsy, pathologists make a Y incision as they remove the front of the ribcage. For stability and reusability reasons, we make an H-shaped incision so the ribcage stays affixed to the body. Here is how to open our autopsy mannequin. To hold it open, I'm going to be using these, which are simply 12-inch long lengths of PVC. You can also use real track. The flaps of the autopsy.
Don't pull my, sweat out my stomach and my nose.
As the ribcage stays in place, the order for organ removal will vary from an actual autopsy. However, you can still demonstrate the process of removing each organ, measuring it, weighing it, and even taking tissue, or preserving it in formalin as appropriate. And if autopsy body comes with the standard set of polyfoam rubber organs, we also offer organs that are polybonded, actual ones, and so on organs which are very close in both feel and weight to the rear organs, the vessels, and the intestines that come in the body are flat-backed and already pulled and went into the shape that you'll find them in the body. Now, do you want to demonstrate what an unfolded intestine looks like? Every autopsy body comes with a length of rope intestines. This is about 9 feet long. It's got large intestines, small intestines, it's flexible, but it can't fold up and fit into the body.
Don't want testing now.
Next are the kidneys. The stomach. The liver. And then the lungs and the heart are nestled underneath the rib cage, and it will be removed basically together. One lung, the second lung, and that. Once you've done the organs outside of the body, it's time to put them back in. The order with which to do this in is, start with the lungs and the heart, and you're gonna nestle the heart inside of your lung pan. Then the lungs are gonna go inside of the body and into the ribcage. You want them towards the lower end of the ribcage because the liver is going to tuck right in underneath them. Under the liver goes the stomach. And the kidneys go to either side of the stomach. Last piece to go in is the folded intestines. Push those in so that they hold the spelling in place. Now we can close it up. The rope intestines cannot go inside the body. Other option that we offer are autopsy bodies, both skull caps and brains. Can come just like this without burial already. Simply pull them off the top of the head. And we can try. As you can see, they could much get a hereditary realist their night size brain will go internal abdomen skull. Then there's also a series of holes. I might be in the skull and a series of hairs on the skull. So push that together. So put your brain back in. Line up tags with the holes. And snap it on. Now, sometimes you want to do different kinds of wounds or trauma to different kinds of cause of death or other scenario-specific things. Anytime you're using stage blood, you do run the risk of staining mud. Every stage blood contains some kind of red dye. Some are easier to clean than others. We do offer the custom-built dummies that have different kinds of trauma on them. We also have a wide array of options on both our regular dummies and our autopsy dummies that show different kinds of wounding, causes of death. If you want something that you can modify your body for different scenarios, what I recommend is this strap-on wound kit. This is something that we offer. Got a wide array of wounds, such as lacerations, blisters, abrasions, gunshots, which I'm going to be demonstrating right here. So here's one of our strap-on wounds. It's got an entry wound and an exit wound. So it goes on, just right, like, just take the strap, pull it around, the other end has Velcro on it, pull that tight. Cover up your edges if you want, and position it. We slide it back and forth on the limb. So you got an entry, you got an exit, you got a through and through a Mac guy's thigh. Another wound that I brought to demonstrate is a compound fracture, the broken bone that's coming out through the skin. He puffed up that on his arm. There you go. Now he's got a compound fracture. Now, restoring the body is, what I recommend is a body bag. They're the right size, they're the right shape, they got handles for easy carrying, they got a zipper on them for getting them in and out, they'll keep it clean, they'll help prevent it from getting scraped or damaged. Now these are urethane bodies, so they're going to be very resistant to heat and cold, which is great. They're not damaged by sunlight like some rubbers are, but like anything, they can get, you know, they can get dusty, they can get scratched. If you want to clean it up, what I gotta say is don't use anything with a solvent. No alcohol, no acetone, no cane. Just a soft rag, water should do the trick most of the time. If you need to go stronger than that, a little bit of diluted dish soap, like Dawn, something like that. That should clean it up without damaging the paint. Alright, that covers everything I wanted to talk about with our autopsy body mannequin. I've been BJ Winslow, this is Dabber Cadaver. Thanks for joining me. Ah! Come on! No.